Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. After somewhat of a longer break than I ever intended, but that's life, and that's my mood. And I want to start off by apologizing for not telling you about my plans, because I had this plan to actually take a break, because I was traveling. And after I came back, I still had 1 week left of vacation. I didn't feel like recording. And then the next week, I started working again, and I didn't feel like recording. So I just didn't. And I want to say sorry, but actually not sorry, because that's life. That's part of life. And I want to bring the best energy I have and the best ideas I have to this podcast and to you ultimately. And I just didn't feel like recording, so I didn't do it. And yeah, I'm not really sorry about it. I hope that's okay for you. Now, let me readjust my microphone a little bit, because I actually have a mandala in front of me that I am working on, and I have to say it's incredibly relaxing. So I just thought I'm going to combine that with my recording process today. All right, so there are about 3 weeks that went by without an episode from me, and that means I have quite some things to catch you up on. And those are actually my travels mainly, and then the process of getting back to work, which was quite interesting. Let's put it that way. So I went to Zurich in Switzerland to visit a friend of mine, a very dear friend of mine. And we met in design school years ago, almost 10 years ago. I just realized that when I was with her, that we've already known each other for such a long time, which always feels so strange because in my mind, I'm still 15, but in real life, I'm almost twice as old as that. So it's kind of weird knowing people for such a long time and having spent such a significant amount of time and such an important part of life with them. It's like, it's a blessing, but it's also weird. And yeah, we had a fantastic time in Switzerland together. It was a long weekend, so we were both pretty relaxed and didn't have to think about work or anything, and it was really good. And then after I got back, pretty much the next day immediately, I went to Amsterdam in the Netherlands with my brother. And we also had a great time there. The weather was also amazing. And I got him to go to a few museums with me, which was amazing too. And I think the most impressive thing that I saw at a museum was in the Van Gogh Museum, because I'm very much into self-portraits. I love drawing, and I frequently draw myself. And by the way, I have a YouTube channel where you can see some shorts and a longer video of me where I drew myself, or I actually redrew a picture that I created when I was about 3 years old, or even a little bit younger, I don't remember, obviously. But I was really young, and I decided to recreate one of my childhood drawings today. So if you want to see that, you can find me on YouTube. My channel is called Katarina Vila. And yeah, so in Amsterdam, in the Van Gogh Museum, we actually saw a self-portrait, more than one self-portrait of Van Gogh, but one specifically, which was, I think, probably or potentially the last one he drew. I don't know, but it was one of his later works, and it was just, I was completely mesmerized. I was like, I stood in front of it. I looked at it twice because it was so captivating. I loved the texture. I loved the colors. I loved how it was displayed in the museum. And of course, the colors were pastel. So it was exactly my taste. And just the look in his eyes, he managed to capture just really, it was just fascinating. And I really hope that I can get to that level of quality. And what I really admired and found so interesting was that Van Gogh started his career very late. So I think he was 27 or 28 when he decided to become a painter. And then he started working every day. And he painted every single day. And in his last days, he created, I think, 75 paintings in about 70 days. So he painted on average one painting per day. And they are all so amazing and wonderful. And I mean, we all know about the troubles he had, and he was definitely not just a genius, but also a very, let's say, borderline insane genius. But he did an amazing work, and it was really inspiring to see how his style developed and how his skills developed over the course of time. So that was very inspiring, and I'm really, really glad that we managed to get a ticket for the Van Gogh Museum. So if you're ever in Amsterdam, definitely make sure to check it out. This is not sponsored at all. I just genuinely loved it, and it was a great experience. So then when we got back from Amsterdam, I still had 1 week left of vacation that I mainly spent at home. And I can tell you, that was one of the best decisions I could have ever made, because it's just so relaxing to be at home. I love being at home. I love being able to just lay in the sun, read my books, write something down that I feel like writing down, being creative when I feel like it, and just having the opportunity to enjoy my home when I have some free time on my hands without having to think of work or anything. So that was also great, and I didn't feel like recording an episode because I was so zen and I didn't want to think about how to express myself and what to talk about, so I just didn't bother, if I'm being completely honest. And then when I went back to work, I had somewhat of a little crisis to myself because I felt like, I don't know, I just felt a little off. But that went away pretty quickly, and after the first week back on my job, I'm really into it again, and I feel like that's just part of the process sometimes. You know, sometimes you just have to hang in there and give yourself some time to get back into the routine that you build beforehand, because it's all about adjusting, and it's all about giving yourself the opportunity to really tune into yourself again when you're under different circumstances, when you're working. So you should definitely not pressure yourself and let all the feelings that you feel out and allow yourself to feel the feels, because they will pass just as quickly as they came. And yeah, now we're here. It's a really sunny weekend. I'm recording this on a Saturday. I'm still working on my mandala right now, and that is also really relaxing, as I said before. Now, I just want to stress another aspect of sorry, not sorry, and that's really being yourself. Sometimes we tend to forget that we're all unique and wonderful and really special, and we all have the right to be ourselves unapologetically. You don't have to apologize for being you and for liking the things that you like, for doing the things that you do, as long as you don't, you know, harm other people. But I don't think that people listening to this podcast are at all interested in doing that. I think we all just want to live our best lives, and that is totally your right. And that's definitely what we should aim for in life. So I think that we should allow ourselves to be who we really are and who we dream of becoming. And you don't have to reach a certain point in your life or reach a certain goal or a certain objective or whatever it is that you think you have to be or do or have before you can be the person that you want. You don't actually need that. You can be who you want to be right now. And if you want to change, always know that you are free to change from one second to the other. If you make the decision to be different, then be different. You don't need permission. You don't need approval. You don't need anything from the outside. You can be who you want to be today. And that's something I'm also saying to myself, because I realize that I'm being quite shy around people, which I don't really want to be. There's no need for me to be like that anymore. So I'm deciding to ditch that. I'm just going to change because I feel like it. And that's about becoming the personality and becoming the person that you want to be and that you dream of becoming and the best version of yourself without putting pressure on yourself, by the way. It's just about feeling our best and being our best at any moment in our lives. And I think that's a wonderful way to end this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this. If you did, please make sure to rate this episode on Apple Podcast. And you can also rate my entire podcast over there. And it would be amazing if you did so. And I will catch you next week, as always. Stay tuned and have a wonderful, wonderful week. Bye.